Sheena, would you just call Jax? I mean, who texts? What, you know, calling has come back. People don't text anymore, right? It's all about the phone call.
Yeah, yeah. You're supposed to call, not text. So right. I've learned my funeral etiquette going forward that a call is necessary, and just pray that it goes to voicemail, I guess. Yeah. So you don't have to talk to
call
the person.
Me, maybe. Yeah. I miss the old when you could send like a voice memo note or whatever. I would use that all the time because it shoots it right to their voicemail.
Oh, I never even knew of that feature.
But it shows up as like it doesn't show up as a missed call, I don't think, but a new voicemail. And I would do it because I wouldn't want to talk, but I'd owe someone a callback.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, oh, how weird. I didn't even hear my phone ring, but oh, I just got your voicemail. Sorry. Sorry, I missed your call. I'm like, oh, that's okay. No problem. But it was great.
You should invent that in an app.
I mean, it was on the phone, but then they got rid of it.
Like the regular telephone. Like in the on the wall.
No,
or your cell phone.
Cell phone. It was like 5 to 10 years ago.
Dang.
Probably like, I think like the Razor period.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was like the best feature.
Did you ever have a sidekick?
No, but I was around them.
Yeah.
They always like seemed to, everyone I knew, it would like break or.
I had the juicy one.
I loved my Razor. In fact, I think I would still use it. I love the flip, and I was really good at, you know, doing the three taps to the letters, you know.
I also really liked the Nokia like see-through one.
See-through.
Like where it was like a see-through like case, and so you could see all the little electronics.
Oh, that's cool. I never saw one of them, but I always had Nokias like when cell phones first came out. But yeah, I know the sidekick was like big with your folks, your generation.
With the Queen Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
That's who I copied it from. And then I jeweled it too, I think.
And then did you get a BlackBerry?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, I do.
Like Kim?
Yeah, I still have my juicy sidekick. I still have a Palm Pilot. I have
a Palm Pilot. Or like, yeah, the organizers, which I never, ever used. I had it.
I wanted one so bad. Like, I think I made Chad buy it, and it was like expensive, like back in the day.
Yeah, weren't they like $350?
And then I would like put in like to do, like buy stamps. Like, welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party, you guys. We're back for the second part of the reunion.
Yay. Hi, I'm Sarah C.
And I'm Holly Borquez. And thank you for tuning in. So we're going to do things a little bit differently tonight for those of our reg listeners. We're going to start with the episode and do our social media recap at the end. Just to switch it up a little bit, see what everybody likes.
Yeah, and really not a lot happened anyways, but yeah. Anyways, and we'll talk, we've got some upcoming plans and that sort of thing. But yeah, let's just get into the reunion, man.
Okay, so
we waste some time rerunning last week again.
I was disappointed about that. Like, if you're going to show it again, show something different, which they did throw in some different shots.
Well, yeah, Jax's like roid rant rage really went to the next level. I mean, he just was like going off.
Yeah.
It was like that night at Sir when he was freaking out. And he's like, I'm 100% right. I'm right. I'm right. She can't even keep a man. She can't keep a man. It's like, what does that have to do with her not phone calling you? You know, like she texted you, but you're mad at her because she can't keep a man. Like, it makes no sense. And I like how Andy did kind of stick up for Sheena. He's like, yeah, but she was she talked to Brittany every single day after to see if she could help or do. And he's like, whatever. I'm 100% right. It's like,
yeah. Oh. Yeah, I'm not wrong. Yeah, he was just, I mean, obviously he's mad at Sheena about something else and he's trying to act like that's what he's mad about. It's so obvious that something's wrong.
Yeah. Now, in this scene, you said you recognized the cameraman.
Yes, I recognize the cameraman with his beanie on. I've seen him we've seen him at the comedy club. We've seen him at Sir.
Oh, you really like pay attention. Of course, you were sitting right next to him at the comedy club.
I mean, also because it's one of my goals to make friends with some of the production people. I watch them very closely.
Yeah.
But this guy has always been, he always like looks at us, but he, you can tell he's like not playing this particular one. Like he looks really nice, but
was he at our table?
I think like even if like we got a role on the show, they would be, he would take a while to warm up to you. Like he looks like one of those ones where it's like family first and the newcomer second.
Yeah. Was he at our table?
Good question. Yes, I think so.
Do you think we'll be in the Secrets Revealed episode?
Maybe.
I know, or you're still holding out
I'm
hope.
Still holding out hope for, like, if there's some sort of, like, Tom thing that happens, that they could go all the way back and do a flashback to when Schwartz is training and then show that scene.
Yeah, and then I think Andy's going to bring up, from what I hear, is they're going to do that flashback, and he's going to be like, Schwartz, now that you see this clip, and you've heard the Vanderpump Rules party girls' opinions of you, how does that make you feel? Like, I'm pretty sure that's a question that's coming.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure, too.
So it's going to be awkward for Schwartz because he's like, well, I mean, it's like, I love Minnesota, but they make fun of me, you know? And we love our Bubba talk, and I don't know. It's okay. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh my God. So today, I went to Knott's Berry Farm, which is an amusement park here in Cali, and my dad and mom met me and my daughter over there. And my mom was on a ride with my daughter, and I'm standing there with my dad, and he's like, "Hey, I saw that one of your friends' brothers committed suicide. What happened?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about, Dad?" I'm like, he's like, "Yeah, I saw it on Facebook." I'm like, "Are you talking about Lisa Vanderpump?" And he's like, "Yeah, isn't that one of your friends from the show?"
And wait, was it suicide? I thought it was drug.
Well, overdose. An overdose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think the wording of it on Facebook kind of said that it's okay. Probably how he read it.
Yeah.
But I was just like, oh my gosh, like, wow, Dad, like, you really know nothing about what I do if you think I'm friends with Lisa Vanderpump.
So he's like, "So are we going to have to watch Ronnie so you can just, like, go up to the funeral?"
Yeah, he's like, where was he? I'm like, I don't know, England? But I was like, okay. And then I was like, wait, how did that get onto my regular feed where he saw it? You know what I mean? Like, how did that come up?
He secretly joined the group under the moniker.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Moniker of, like, yeah.
Maybe he did. No.
Susan B. Anthony.
I didn't approve him.
Speaking of Susan B. Anthony and her vagina, I guess we should be talking about it because...
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways,
oh my gosh.
You guys in the Facebook group know what we're talking about. Things got a little heated, so sometimes, you know, is what it is.
Okay, back to the episode. Sorry, yeah. We'll come back to that. Okay, so...
Sheena comes back out, and he's like, well... Thanks for coming back out. She's like, of course, I'm a professional.
Which, I mean, I guess that's true. I mean, it must be really hard that when you're attacked to not just like run out the door and have to.
And like, usually people do. They're like, I'm not doing this. She said, I need a minute. I'll be right back.
Like, I feel like a huge meltdown requires like production people to stand there and plead with the person and beg them to come back.
Right.
And then like they get walked over and like or like the production people go back out to the group. They're like, everyone, STFU, don't bring this up again. Like, just we're moving on. Mm-hmm. And then the person will agree to come out like an hour later. Mm-hmm. But I do wonder, I mean, since we know nothing really about how production works and stuff, it can't be good when you have everyone sitting there on the clock and the camera people and everything, and then someone walks away and you have to sit there and wait.
Oh, yeah.
But this did not look like it was that long, and everyone does this. I mean, we see in the upcoming scenes that Lala and Kristen walk off next, so.
Yeah. Well, that's how Brenda Walsh got fired, making everyone wait.
Yeah. It is rude.
Yeah.
But like she said, she's a professional. I think she really needed to get her makeup fixed, her eyelashes. I mean, what is she supposed to do? She had to get those put back on, and she came back out.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first thing Andy does is go in on Lala, and he says, you know, tell us, like, he wants to know info on her man.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, were here in the past fighting, saying you weren't dating a married man. He goes, but weren't you actually? Because it seems like he was married.
Okay, now let's get technical.
Yeah.
So Lala claims that when she started dating him and saying that she was dating him, he was legally separated. So is that a document that it doesn't dissolve the marriage, but it puts like a pause on it, right? Is that how it works?
I mean, I don't know. Do you really, you didn't deal with that in your law firm. Do you really think that they were legally separated or they were just separated? Like, do you think there was, they went and got legal documents that.
I mean, I think a lot of people do,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know.
Like,
I don't
what's
know.
What's the point in that? Like to ensure she's getting like child support or something, maybe?
Yeah, I think that it I think that it like puts it on the books when it happened. So like it's like date stamped of like when the problem occurred. And then I think they can each write like statements about like what's going on or something. It's probably maybe for the safety of the kids or something. I don't know. If you guys know, let us know.
Income earning, like you know how, like you can't, you know, claim alimony for whatever he made after your
date of separation. Right.
So that's true. That could be that. But yeah, I mean, technically they were still legally married, but they were separated, whether they were legally separated or not. They were still married up until what, December?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that I think it's that big of a deal if someone, if he was pretending to be married and still sleeping in the bed with her and like there was some sort of like cheating going on, then I would say she's 100% wrong. But if they are not living together, like it's over, they both said it's over, I think it's okay for her to be dating him.
I think so too. But remember going back, I think there was some back and forth because remember they were dating and he supposedly was separated from Amber. But then remember around that April, May, was that last year? She was doing like a necklace or jewelry launch and he flew with her to like South Carolina and was like, you know, it's a great day or whatever. So it seemed like then they got back together for a little
bit. You know what? That would be an interesting timeline to do. I think you're right. I think that there was a little glitch in that moment where
they were going to try again.
They were going to try.
But then he kept seeing Lala. And I think that was on and off a little bit too.
I think so. That's true.
So it's fuzzy. It's gray. You know, there's a little bit of yes and no to all of it.
To me, like the biggest mystery still lies in that tweet that she made to Stassi.
Yes.
Like they're like, why didn't we get to hear that? Is it because they're all friends now and they want to drop it? Or like.
Right.
It was so good. So yeah, we definitely, there's a potential of a deep dive there for sure.
Yeah. So then she reveals that Rance loves the show and Martin Scorsese loves the show and Randall loves to like play the little gossiper, like king of the inside intel, so he can like feed Martin Scorsese a little like behind the scenes details.
Now, what did you think of James kind of yelling out that he's definitely a fan of the show?
Yeah.
I thought that that was like a little bit of a slam. Like, you know, if he is such a big producer and this big, you know, mighty businessman, why would he watch Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny the way James yelled that out. Like, but he watches, you know.
Yeah.
It surprised. Does that surprise you or no? Like, I feel like, do you think Patrick watched the show?
I thought that that's how he spotted Lala. He watched the show and saw her on it and wanted to meet her.
He reached out.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I've always heard. So then Andy asks everyone if they've met Randall, and they all have, and they're all like, oh, he's great, great. Toms are like, he's like, oh, he's so charming. He's charming as hell. It's like, dude, he's so charming. It's like, is he though? I mean,
and they mentioned that Lala's like, oh yeah, the Toms played poker with him. Now, if you guys have listened to our podcast back in the day, Sarah and I were going to attend that poker match or game, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
But we didn't. And I still kind of regret it, and I don't.
Well, they still go there all the time.
I think that's so weird. Again, I'm not like a card player.
Yeah.
But being a gambler, it's like so strange that they go to these places. Mm-hmm. Like, why not just drive out to the better ones?
Yeah.
It's not that much further. No. Well, I guess from there it is, but...
No, I mean, like, San Manuel is like an hour. Heidi's like, no, it's an hour. It's Morongo's 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Agua, Spa, they're all like 90 minutes or less.
Yeah.
I don't know. Weird.
But yeah, I know card games are different. Like, Ben Affleck always played local, too.
Did he? Hmm. Like, at Hustler. And...
That's what Jen Gardner told me. Holly, stop name dropping.
Now... Well, I mean, she's one of your friends. At least that's what your dad told me.
Oh, my gosh.
So, this part was really funny to me. Andy's like, so what does your man get for you? And she's like, shoes, purses, cars. And they pan over to Sheena and she's like, oh, all materialistic things. And she's like looking, studying her nails. I'm like, ooh, shade. So, I mean, I guess it's true. And then Lala's like, look, don't be mad at my man just because your man ain't buying you no gifts.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it came off from Sheena saying that, just like, oh, Sheena.
But she doesn't like gifts, so.
Yeah, she doesn't.
So it's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, who does? Like, who wants a gift or a flower? Or...
Yeah, she just wants love, you know, and affection. Yes. The things money cannot buy.
So then she's like, you know, he's like, well, does he pay your rent, your car? She's like, well, I mean, my cars, but I have to pay the insurance. And there's a cap on my rent. So, like, Mama still has to pay a lot of my rent, you know, because I really upgraded. So,
okay, what do you think the cap is? Like, when she said that, I was like, okay, he doesn't seem like he is the budget type of guy. So I'm thinking, did he say $2,000?
Yeah.
Did he say $2,500? And she's upset about paying an extra $1,000? Or
she at the Palazzo? Like, I think so,
yeah. I think she's at the one next door, whatever. I think it's like a little different, like, entity or something.
The Park La Brea?
Yeah.
So it's like, what, 35 to 4?
Yeah, I'd put her for sure at 35 to 4,000, maybe a little bit higher.
So she's paying 1,500 of her own money or 2,000 of her own money. I mean,
if she has like a two bedroom, it could be like 5,000 or so. I don't know.
Yeah. So maybe pays 2,500.
Yeah.
Huh.
But I was shocked when I heard that. I thought for sure he was taking care of all the rent.
Yeah. I mean, it does kind of seem a little like, well, I'll pay your rent, but you can't live in a very nice place. Or like, I have enough money to give you a $150,000 car, but not your rent. You can't live in a like decent place.
Yeah.
Like, I would say, can you pay my rent and I'll downgrade the car? Like, I'll drive like, a Ford
Fusion?
Or,
like, just get me, like, a Uber, like, gift card or something. Right.
Or can I just have the Range Rover and not the i8, which I didn't know what it was either. But Holly looked it up and she said, you said it starts at $147,000?
Yeah, $147,000.
Well, I can't judge, but I was about to say it's such a stupid waste of money, but... I guess it's all relative. We all have our different interests. So you do you, boo. I mean, how many dogs do you think that could save at Vanderpump Dogs?
Yeah.
Just saying. But then again, we all buy what we want to buy. So so she's like, yeah, well, she's like, he'll get me that, but I have to pay the insurance on it. Which,
well, it's just crazy. It's just crazy, too, that... Like, she doesn't have one lease. She has three.
Yeah.
Because she has her, I don't know if the other one is still leased or if she owns her first Land Rover, Range Rover. Then she got the second one.
Yeah, he gave her the bigger
and
one.
And now this car.
Yeah.
And she said this one's just for a little amount of time.
To dink around town.
Yeah.
For a couple months. She said she's just like Lisa. But even the insurance on that would be a lot of money.
Oh, my God. I mean... I would never want to drive a car like that because I would just be so paranoid.
Yeah. Stolen, broken into.
Even if, like, I'm a bad driver, I'd probably crash it myself. But someone, door dings you. Someone, I mean, parking in LA is, like, crazy. And the tight spots you have to go into and whip around like the parking garages and hit the pillars.
And if it's only for a couple months, that means you really have to pay attention to all those little dings. And then what a pain in the ass to like constantly have to go get it fixed.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hate this life. No.
Yeah.
But what I love, she's like, well, yeah, I'm just like you, Lisa, you know, new car for a few months. And Lisa's like, oh, no, Lala, you are not like Lisa. Lisa works to pay for her own cars. It's like, woo.
Yeah, yikes.
So, kind
of
funny.
It's like, which would you rather be? Would you rather work really hard like Lisa and be stuck in the restaurants every single night, or just give a couple BJs and get a car?
Yeah, I mean,
you still would want to be Lisa because in the long run, she has like wealth that she has acquired, and Lala could.
And in the long run, not to be all Sheena, but because I'm not convinced that she means it, but. At the end of the day, you have a stupid car, but I mean, she's in love with her man, so that's great. So she gets the best of both worlds. Yeah. I find it hard to imagine being with Randall just to get a car or something, because I personally don't care for his personality. He's too obnoxious for me. And then based on some of you guys in the Facebook group were asking about this, but
why do you have such a hatred of him?
I don't have a hatred, but
he does something to you.
He's always rubbed me the wrong way. He reminds me of the super obnoxious Guido, kind of the way Jax thinks of women is like, she can't even keep a man, as if that's like the whole worth of a woman is if she can keep a man.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like he's just kind of like, and you can kind of look, he's going, I mean, I don't know. But it's his IG stories. I can't, his voice. I'm not like a
Big. Yeah. See, I don't watch. So maybe I need to.
I had no opinion of him before. I didn't find him attractive, but so what? Maybe I'm not attractive either, but it's his voice. It's like, like, it's just super loud and obnoxious. And I don't like that in anyone. So it's just my personal preference. But then when we did the crossover podcast with Watch What Crappens and they told me their story of hanging out next to him at the pool, it just fit right in with my initial feeling and instinct that he's crude, crude and disgusting. And like,
see, I think that I'm having like an, I don't have an attraction towards him, but I'm interested because I always liked the kid in school who was like the bad, like loud one. Like, and I don't know, like I'm offended by what the Watch What Crappens guy said too, about how Ben was telling us about what he heard and everything, but also I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like both.
They were just saying he's very piggish and,
Yeah, like, I mean, I would like if someone was bragging about my parts loud at a pool.
Oh, I would die. I would curl up and die and leave and be like, nope. So that's it. It's just my personal preference. See, I don't think for Lala, it doesn't seem to be like she proclaims how much she loves him that it's not an either or sacrifice for her. So it's a bonus. She loves him. She wants to be with him. She might be married to him. And she gets the stuff that she wants. So it's a win-win for her. So it doesn't really matter what I think.
Yeah, that's the part that's so interesting about this whole dynamic, I feel like, between the group and what they think of him and what they think of him as a person and what they think of them together. That's another really interesting thing because everyone seems to like him and they seem to be happy for her.
She seems to be getting what she wants out of the relationship, whereas like Stassi and Sheena, neither one of them got anything out of the relationship. No. They didn't get gifts or affection.
No, it was so sad.
Yeah, I mean, she's happy and that's all that matters. But let's just take Randall out of the equation.
Yes.
And just like go for a guy twice my age that maybe I wouldn't normally be attracted to just to get the free car now. Because I don't really care about cars or handbags. It's not my thing. But would I do it for trip around the world? No. But then I have to go,
Like you've never thought back like when you know, like you would never go for like that type of relationship. Like, let's say you could go back in time. You know everything you know now.
If it was Pretty Woman and the guy was Richard Gere, haven't we all? But they would have to be Richard Gere.
Okay.
That doesn't exist. Or like on that Lifetime movie, was it Sugar Babies or Sugar Daddies? Yeah, one of those. But that's not reality.
I have some friends that have gone that route, and I wonder like what it's like, because they don't seem.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, and I have no problem with it. And I think it, you know, it's a different version of prostitution, but I also think prostitution should be legal. So I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying what I'm comfortable doing or not.
I mean, I just think it's a lot of sacrifices. Like it's not all things that they are gaining. Like they're sacrificing a lot of their own happiness and their own comfort, because there are times that they have to put in work for maybe stuff that they don't want to do, or it's just, you know, it's not like that loving relationship where, I don't know. I just wonder, like, is it worth it? And then I look at everything and I'm like, maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
it's whatever makes you happy. So if you had
security for life with financial security, medical insurance, and your family's taken care of,
and the person is really kind, like, I think that's a good situation. Yeah. But I think there's sometimes that it's not like that, and you really are sacrificing a lot for appearances of what people think and stuff like that. And it doesn't seem to be that way with Lala. She, like you said, she seems to be very happy and genuine in her love for him.
And she doesn't like cute boys. She likes a real man.
Yeah. But,
yeah, I guess for me, when you said what I do that for, it's not even about the, because I could never be a massage therapist or like a hairstylist person either, because I don't want to touch all these strangers. It would gross me out.
Yeah.
So that's more where I'm coming from physical gross out.
Yeah.
You know, I'd only want to do those things with someone that I'm attracted to.
Yeah.
I don't care what the prize is.
Right.
So anyways, I don't know. Oh, sorry.
Do you have any more stories that you can?
Well, there was another party the next year, but I went twice. But after the ones, I didn't go again. That was, the first year wasn't as bad. It was like people dancing on a pole and like bondage-y. Yeah. The second year was between the shit and the guy chasing me around in a towel and the coffin. Yeah, no, I was done. All right. So Lala comes at James. Oh, yeah. Because they're like, will you sleep with a fat old man to get your rent paid? And she's like, well, what's the difference between you sleeping on a dude's floor to get your rent paid and sleeping with people? And he's like, I don't sleep with him.
Okay, yes. So, I was so excited when this scene came up, because when they flashed the roommate's stinking name on the screen, I was like, yes, I have a new stalking project. And our lovely friend Heather posted it right away, too. And I was like, oh, Heather, I am on this. So I immediately looked up his address that I have saved from a screenshot. And I cannot, for the love of God, find his exact unit number. So you guys, let's get on this. We need to figure out who Paul is. And I do think for sure that, I mean, he kind of mentioned it, but that's a one bedroom place. It's not a two bedroom. It's a tiny little one bedroom condo. And
why does he live there? Like, I understand if he had a roommate, but you don't even have a bedroom. Like, you should be making enough money to share an apartment. Like, maybe he doesn't have enough money to get his own apartment in a nice place, but you should be able to rent a room.
Yeah, I'm sure it just started out as like being convenient or something, and who knows if that's really the truth of what's going on.
How awkward for Raquel, who's moving in like now, right? Does she really do that?
Maybe he's not there that often, and so for the most part, he gets to use the whole thing, and
maybe he takes care of the dog.
That's why we
got
to figure out who Paul is.
Maybe he watches the dog.
Yeah. Yeah. So, His dog's name is Bosco. That's another hint. Maybe we can like search hashtag Bosco or around Los Angeles or something and we can find it. So James claims that he also doesn't get his rent paid. It's just like a situation kind of like Lala's, and they go head to head a little bit more, and then they both kind of say, okay, he says, I didn't know that Lala paid some of her rent, so I guess, you know, whatever. Yeah.
But then Stassi gets in the middle. It's like, Stassi, why are you chiming in? She's like, Lala and James are going at it. She's like, but you keep doing it. Just let them hash it out.
It was really awkward, and I guess this happens at every reunion, but I felt like for this one in particular, there's a lot of like cross fighting right in the faces of the other people.
Yeah,
like they turn and they're just, you know, and like maybe that's why she piped in, because it's like you can't even like help it, because it's like your face is like in the crossfire.
Yeah. But she did that a lot. She did it last week. She did it later in the episode, yelling at Sheena and Brittany, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, Lala's like, whatever, you're dismissed.
Yeah. So then Andy asks Stassi, she's like, you know, so he said, you had a party for Brittany. You know, was that to just like hate on Jax?
Was it really just to bash Jax? Like,
yeah. And they say no. She says no, that she just honestly thought that Brittany was going to move back to Kentucky, and they wanted to let her know that they are her friends, you know, completely separate from Jax, which I thought was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think that they were worried about her going back to Kentucky for the show's sake, or for like true friendship's sake?
No, I think they like her as their friend.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just wonder, because it seems like two separate campaigns. You know, it's like Stassi did the party, Kristen did the family. Like, it mm-hmm. seems like they were really like, stay here.
Right. Our storylines were all about you. Like, we need.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to throw a party at my house because of your storyline.
Or maybe like if she would have like really peaced out at that point in the season, it would have just like been, it would have ruined it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought that was interesting, and it kind of caught my ear. I was like, that's it interesting. Looks
interesting next week when Sandoval asks Lisa, like, dude, she left. She quit. Why would you let her come back and have this powerful position?
And who is he talking about?
Stassi.
But that's like many seasons ago. Like, why are we still talking about it?
Yeah.
It's like, you should have brought that up two seasons ago.
Yeah. Like, she should be a server. It's like,
and is he talking about the powerful position of party planning?
Well, I think they're probably going to talk about that scene where she's the boss or whatever.
Oh, yeah. You know. Yeah. I mean, she did get in this season a pretty big storyline by doing this whole party planning thing. As big as like Katie got to be Lisa's assistant. You know, it's a lot of airtime with Lisa.
Yeah, someone was talking about that. Like, whatever happened to that? Did she just stop being her assistant because the season was over?
Yeah.
Like, they don't even address it.
Yeah.
Like, they should have said, like, well, Katie's learned some tricks from me, and now she's going to apply them on her pucker and pout.
Yeah, or she's, you know, she's assisting someone else right now or something. Yeah. Nothing. Just, it went away.
It just shows how fake it is. That was
so this was my problem with this whole scene right here. So Brittany says, you know, I just want to, you know, just say again, like, thank you girls so much for the support that you showed me, like rallying around me and just letting me know that you guys cared and that you were there for me meant so much. And then Jax pipes in and he's like, yeah, you know, thanks guys, like that really was helpful, like,
even though you're really mean to me, but you know, really it kept her here. It's like, shut up.
It was just like really obnoxious that he, like, it's like, Jax, do not open your mouth during this conversation.
Like, I didn't do it for you.
No.
So Andy asks Ariana, you seem to believe that Jax and Faith hooked up more than once. What's your source on that? And she doesn't hesitate. She's like, Faith. She's like, Faith told James, Faith told other people, those people being like Jesse Montana and Logan.
when she, okay, I was confused though about this. Like, did she mean that Faith told her directly, or again, she was going to like a second party source?
It sounded like direct at first, but then she backed it up by saying what she told James and Jesse. And right, so,
which brought more people into it for her protection, I think.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing we never really asked Faith about was Ariana. I mean, I didn't know that she played like a big...
She said that Ariana and Sheena knew.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
So, I mean... Have we talked about what our verdict is on it? Do you think it was more than once?
I know, because Jax is like, I swear it's just once.
And how, like, I know this is like almost too soon of a joke to make, but how often do you think he's going to use his dad to swear on from now on? Like, I thought that was really sick to even like be like, I swear on my dad. Like, dude, it's like too soon. And like, we all know that, like, you lie about stuff like this. So why would you even put yourself out there to possibly be caught in that lie?
Well, she said it was just once.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, Faith said it on our podcast that it was just once. Jax is saying it's just once. So maybe she embellished to make herself interesting to, like, Jesse last year, or Jesse's trying to make it more interesting.
I guess I just can't see Jax having self-control to only do it once.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if he got away with it and enjoyed it, like it sounds like he did in the recording, the things he was saying and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, that she was like the best he's ever had.
Yeah, and he just seemed like interested in her. You know, like I just can't see that he wouldn't hit her up just a couple more times.
Like, might as well get your money's worth. Yeah. Bang for your buck for, like, if you're gonna cheat. What's the difference if you cheat once or three times?
Yeah.
Cheating's cheating.
And I just can't see him like letting it go and being like, oh, it's just a hole, because you know he had to test to see if she was still interested and wanted to do it again.
Right. Because that determines if he was good.
And if she ignored him, like, then he would really pursue. But she probably didn't. And they did it again. And then it was like, that's it. Yeah, but I was like, I couldn't believe that he swore on his father. It's like, ooh, too soon, too soon.
Yeah. So then he's talking about that. And Jax actually says, you know, Andy asked something. And he's like, no, it's my fault. He's like, do you think Faith set this up? And Jax is like, no, it's my fault. So I appreciated Jax in that moment, that very brief moment. It was a little shining light. But then Lisa cuts him off. She's like, no. This Faith, she's been chasing him. She's very vindictive. She set this all up. I was like, why are you blaming Faith? You're on the Witches of WeHo train. Well, not Witches of WeHo. Everybody, actually. The entire cast is blaming Faith.
Yeah.
And now Lisa is, too. And it's like, yes. Did she do something wrong? Yes. But it's Jax that did something more wrong.
I listened to Sheener's podcast this week. Was it this week or the week before?
Yeah, too, with Jasmine.
And they go in on Faith also. And
Jasmine pretty much stuck up for her, though.
Yeah, and Sheena wasn't happy about it.
Right.
Which I was surprised about. I was surprised at the way that Sheena was acting. I was like, whoa, this is... I mean, it was like a lot.
Mm-hmm. She definitely expressed her opinion.
Yeah, and very anti-Faith.
So for you guys that don't know, Jasmine was on The Bachelor, and she's now on X on the Beach, which also co-stars Faith. So then they asked James about the recording, and because James said he heard the rumor, but he didn't really believe it until he heard the recording. And then he started to believe the rumor, and he wanted a copy of it to basically have in his back pocket in case needed.
Yeah, this was like such a hard storyline for me to swallow, that he grabbed Faith's phone off of the table while they were at dinner and went into the bathroom and sent himself like this like crazy audio file with all the evidence that he would need. And sent it to himself. Like, Faith didn't have a security code. Her phone was just wide open for the taking.
Or it's like, unless she said she was looking at it and just set it down. So, you know how you have like 30 seconds or whatever. But very swift of him to...
I mean, I actually don't put it past him. Like, I picture him.
He's crafty.
Yeah. And the way he runs away like a little, like, mm-hmm. elf. Yeah. So.
But she obviously told him about the recording because that's, otherwise it's not like he would just be scrolling through her pictures and videos.
So then Andy says to Lala, Lala, do you regret letting Brittany or playing that the audio for Brittany? And she says, no, I don't at all, because I asked her and, you know, it's she wanted to hear it. And T. Sandy butts in and he's like, Lala, it is not right that you played that for her. Like, how, like, why would you do that when everyone was so drunk and at this housewarming party? It was the wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, like, dude, it just wasn't the right time or place. And she's like, when is the right time? And Jax actually said that too. And he's like, well, yeah, it just wasn't the right time. She's like, well, when is the right time to stick your dick in another girl's vagina? Or something like that.
Yeah, which I thought was pretty good.
And Lisa's like, Lala. Like, yeah. Scolding her.
Yeah. And the girls seemed mortified that T. Sandy was bringing this up and trying to, like, have this be his argument.
Yeah.
Like, even Ariana seemed annoyed. And
it would have been a boring scene if they were sober at a cafe playing it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have had the punch that it did.
Yeah. And especially when she was, like, going to play it over the speaker. Like, that was just so amazing.
So Lala should be like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't that in last... Yeah, she said that last season reunion when Stassi's like, well, I'm still looking at your face. And she's like, and you're welcome.
Yes, yeah.
And Stassi, again, her mouth was like, what?
She's like, what happened? So this next scene I was like totally LOLing about. Andy goes, Katie, you said that you would never fly in a private jet unless you chartered it yourself.
Yeah.
What He's changed like, your mind?
But then you did. And not only did, but did on the same jet that you ripped Lala apart for, you know, with her man, her married man. Right?
Yeah. So Andy's like, what changed your mind? And then we have a Sheena interjection of saying an invitation. She's just pissed. Sheena is just like, just boiling over, man.
She's ready. She's like a spinner top. And she's like, is about to like project off into space.
Okay. So then what were they saying to each other about this? So Lala and Sheena kind of have an exchange here. And they're talking about how, what were they saying? I was confused here.
Well, she's like, I just couldn't understand. Like, I was moving to Vegas and like, you didn't invite me because you said I was drama. And we knew, remember Sheena tweeted that out, like, moving to Vegas, can't wait for a fresh start to get away from all these fake LA friends.
Yeah,
and I was like, ooh, who's this about?
Yeah.
And we figured it was Lala because at the same time, Lala had all the Witches of WeHo plus Ariana on the PJ to Vegas. Sheena's mad because she was driving there the same time, moving there. So I get her perspective. And then to have Katie, who she said just ripped Lala apart last year. Well, I mean, rightfully so, because Lala also ripped Katie apart. Sheena just thought that was hypocritical, and she's like, for a girl that, you know, just said all these things behind your back and then you invite her but not me, and she's like, but whatever, I guess you're best friends now. And Lala's like, stop saying best friends, we're not children.
Well, I was like, I wanted to like go woot woot, because it's true. Sheena does use best friends more than I've ever heard anyone use it. And she'll use it after hanging out with a person for two times. Like, it's their best friends immediately. But Kristen also did that by calling Brittany her best friend.
Yeah.
I mean, Brittany's been around longer than some of Sheena's people have, but I think they all use it. Mm-hmm. But Sheena kind of uses it as a weapon. She'll use like her best friends as weapons against the other ones, I feel like. But
So then Katie kind of jumps in and she's like, well, you're not a friend either, because you knew about that girl that made out with Tom, and she knew exactly who I was. I went to high school with her, so that was a new revelation.
Yeah, another deep dive I'm going to do for sure. Like, I'm going to check and see all of the common denominators there. I'm sure we can find that girl.
Yeah, she went to high school with Katie and then made out with Tom. And
knows Lala.
And knows Lala.
So there should be the mutual friend there.
Yeah. Tom's still sticking with that he doesn't remember. And
then what did you think about Sheena straight up saying, like, listen, Katie, like, you came off of a negative season last season. Everyone on social media was saying that you were, like, a total bitch. And so you came in, like, this new woman trying to, like, make friends with Lala. And I just think it's super insincere.
Yeah. She's like, because that's what you would do. Which,
Yeah. And then, like, they keep arguing. And then Sheena's like, oh, what? Because, like, you're in my body. You know what my mind is thinking. Katie's like, you just said the same thing to me. You just said that that was my intention. But now I can't say that it's your intention. Oh, like, good they point. they caught it. They were definitely, like, fighting, man.
Yeah. So Katie says she believes that Tom doesn't remember. And it's like, oh, but that's not a problem. Oh, yeah, he's just falling apart moderately. And Jax is like, yeah, I mean, I was glad it happened because, it took the heat off me for a minute. But, I mean, of course, I don't want to see it happen. And Schwartz is like, oh, and, like, gives out, like, the Wonder Twins knuckle sign. I'm like, this is too much.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something just strange about how quickly Katie did forgive him for this. And I feel like we are all so quick to judge Brittany and how quickly she was able to forgive Jax for effing Faith. Yet Katie is so quick to forgive Schwartz, and they're married.
Right.
Like James said, it is a different level than anyone else sitting on those chairs being interviewed right now.
That was great when James said that.
Yeah, it's true. And so I just wonder why Katie isn't catching as much flack for it like Brittany is.
Yeah. And Schwartz isn't catching as much flack as Jax is.
Yeah. Wait, so did you already do the whole bit about how Katie sees the bigger picture?
No, she doesn't, you know, want to waste time on shit that doesn't matter. And she's like,
you can't never take a day for granted.
Yeah, life's very short. And tomorrow is not promised. It's like super profound, Katie. And then Schwartz is like, oh, she's super sexy when she talks like that. It's like, she said life is short. Okay, it's not.
I feel like that's when, like, you know, like when, like, I don't think my mom ever did this. Maybe I saw it on TV or something. But I picture, like, being in trouble at school. Your mom goes into the classroom and, like, you're standing there next to her. And she, like, kind of tells the teacher off where she's like, my kid would not do that. There's no way that... And, like, the kid starts, like, standing taller. Like, oh. Yes, like, my mom's standing up for me. That's kind of how I felt like Schwartz was. Where he was just like, thanks, mom. Like, thanks for having my back, mommy. Like, it was just, like, creepy.
My mom couldn't stand those parents.
Yeah, because it was they were always wrong. Like, they always were standing up.
Yeah, she's just like, their kid can do no wrong,
right?
Sort of thing. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I was reading this article on Daily Mail today. You guys have to read it. It's about this cheerleader who I don't know what state it was.
The Texas cheerleader, the one that Donna Martin was in.
Oh, no.
Kelly, whatever. Oh, okay, go on.
No, like, it's just like a full, like, a real news story of this girl didn't make the cheerleading squad. Yeah. And so her mom went into the board meeting. What, this is a movie?
Yeah, we'll continue.
The mom went into the board meeting and was like, my daughter should have made the team. And so now anyone can go on to the cheerleading team because it's not a real sport. So they changed the rules. So all these girls they're like, why have I gone to gymnastics for so many years? Why did I work hard to actually make the team? And this little crybaby girl gets to just be on the team. Like, it's like a huge uproar.
You get a trophy for participation. Yeah. It is a sport, or it is even in the teams where it's not a sport, you know, because there's cheerleaders and then there's the athletic ones.
Right.
But even just the regular cheerleader, it is. It's no different than... you competing in speech or debate. It's like, it's a performance.
Well, that, and I feel like it's a huge commitment to be on a team like that. Like, you have to show up to practice. Yeah. You have to show up to the games. You have to show, you know, it's a big time commitment that I feel like should be recognized as something. You know, you can't just not be there. And that's putting aside a lot of personal things to go and cheer for your school sports. Like, is it a sport? Technically, I dated this douche guy and his dad would say baton isn't a sport, which technically it isn't, but it's been considered for the Olympics many times. But it's like, it's so insulting because you know how hard you work at it.
Skill and practice, for sure that is. Yeah. And even in just regular cheerleading, not the, you know, gymnastic type cheerleading, there is still moves that you, jumps and splits and things that you have to do that are require physical training.
Like, a lot of it, yes.
Yeah, I had to work on my splits for a whole freaking summer.
I had a ballet teacher that just pushed me into them. Just.
Ooh, wow.
Slit, yeah.
So, how did we get on? Oh, I thought you were talking about that Lifetime movie. That's a true story. That there's a couple different ones. It's like Wanda Holloway.
Was Rob in it?
He was, probably 10, working the door.
Wait, sorry, before you start in on this, which Vanderpump Rules cast member do you think could possibly transition into Lifetime movies? Like, not right away, but, you know, like, after the show's done, who do you think could Lifetime movie act?
Sheena or Kristen?
Good call. I see that.
Yeah.
What about T. Sandy? Do you think he could do Lifetime, or that's not his network?
Yeah, he'll play the dad.
Yeah.
Like, all the 90210 and Melrose characters now, and even One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
They're all playing the dad role now.
Yeah, or I could see him playing, like, one of those, like, you know, like, the husband and wife, and, like, they get, like, a babysitter, and the babysit, like, they start, like, seducing the dude.
Yeah.
I could see him doing that. Like,
babysitter seduction.
I think
that's on this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, so this one was like the girl didn't make the cheerleading, so the mom conspires to kill the this other girl, Amber, so that her daughter can take her spot, and she wants to kill Amber's mom too, who is on the PTA board because she's annoying. So that was that's a true story.
What happens?
Well, the guy she hired to do it went to the police, so they set her up.
Oh.
So no one died. But then there was the other one where, with Tori Spelling and Kelly Martin, you didn't see that Lifetime movie? God, that was so good. That's a true story too, where she killed the Tori Spelling character with a knife from the car that, like, her sister was using to cut up an apple. Like, stabbed her.
Dang.
Because the girl, she was kind of like a Regina George type girl.
Yeah.
And she was going to out Kelly, whatever her name was, in the next day to, like, all the cool girls and, like, humiliate her.
Yeah.
So she just freaked out and, like, killed her.
Dang.
True story. Good Lifetime movie, too. So, all right. Back to... Andy said to James... Yeah, we kind of talked about this. Did Tom get off too easily? And he's like, well, yes. She's like... You're the only one who is married, bro, and so it's another level. It should be held to a higher standard. So that's true. And then Bob was like, oh, yeah, you know, I just want to click my heels and make it all go away. Like, oh, I feel like a possum's prick.
I was so glad that Ariana brought this point up again, that she tried to keep this quiet. She tried to be respectful, and she tried to not bring this storyline, like, to give it life on camera. And Schwartz was so stupid that he's the one who did this. He's like, I didn't want to see her hurt. Like, you hurt her with your actions of the way you acted that night. Like, it did not have to go down like that.
No.
And
to be blindsided
and
like that.
What's a possum's prick?
I've never heard that term.
And like, you have, like,
I
interacted
have
possums. With possums before.
I would think, like, what's that porcupine? Wouldn't it be like a porcupine prick? It's a possum's prick.
It's talking about a dick, right?
Oh, I took it to mean like prick, like needle prick, like
cactus. Oh, I thought he was talking about the dick.
Ew. Maybe we should Google.
Yeah, someone put on our page what a possum prick is. I'm
gonna Google this. And then he's just like, he wanted to click his heels, make it go away. He's like, you know, I always believe that falling apart in moderation is good for the mind, body, and soul. It's like, and he's said this so many times, like how it's good. He said this on that podcast we mentioned a couple weeks ago, how it's good to fall apart and get blackout drunk, wasted, and just lose control over your life and your actions. He said that's good and healthy, and he likes to do that.
I mean, that's an extremely dangerous position to take. Like, let's for a second talk about, like, that Tom Schwartz is famous. Like, let's say that someone possibly looks up to him. Like, and they're like, you know what? Right. I'm gonna fall apart like Schwartz does tonight. And like they get into a car and kill someone,
he said it's healthy.
It's not like it's insane. Like you could get alcohol poisoning, you could hurt someone.
Yeah.
It's just.
And then he said, you know, Andy's like, isn't that a little dangerous? And he's like, no. I mean, I don't get blackout all the time. Like, I'm not drinking every day. You guys, for those of you that missed it was a podcast he was on a couple weeks ago. And he literally said that alcoholics would be ashamed of him. He's like, I'm not like an alcoholic. Like, you know, it's in moderation. And he's saying like how basically he would aspire. He's like, they're in the big leagues. Those are the big boys. And it's like, actually, there are also a lot of alcoholics that don't get blackout drunk every day. And he's like, I don't drink every day, but you know, when I do, I drink hard. It's like, yeah, that's a problem. And then Lisa basically says the same thing, that she's like, this is not going to happen at TomTom. I'm not going to, you know, she's like, I will sever a partnership if that happens, as she should. It's not a good look.
Okay, I'm Googling possum prick right now and looking at images.
Oh, you're right.
And I'm deeply disturbed. Like, you can
buy the bone of the penis of many mammals, including most rodents, also called penis. I guess you were right. It's not a needle.
Oh my god. What? Gross.
What does he feel like?
I guess we need to watch that Smokey and Bandit thing.
Oh yeah, he said, I was watching the Smokey and the Bandit. Holly did not know what that was. Some of you, I'm sure, do. Many don't.
And then Sarah informed me that it's like a 3-part Twilight series.
They said it stars Burt Reynolds and Sally Field. She doesn't know Burt Reynolds, but she does know Sally Field. And
I've heard of Burt Reynolds. I just can't, like, I can't, I know nothing.
He was married to Lonnie Anderson, who she also didn't know.
Nope.
WKRP in Cincinnati. No, not ringing a bell. Oh, I can't stop coughing. So I think we should all rant Smokey and the Bandit. Breaker, Smokey coming up on ahead. That's kind of what it is. I haven't seen it since I was like 7, but I don't remember the possum's prick reference, so we'll have to watch.
Yeah, I'm curious now. So Andy, you know, lightly says to Schwartz, do you ever consider cutting back on your drinking? Because it's, you know, disturbing. And Lisa's just making faces that are just like out of control. Like, she's definitely
disgusted.
Yeah, disgusted, not pleased with his drinking. And she just says, there's no excuse for drinking that much. And she's like, did you see him in Mexico?
Yeah.
He was blackout wasted. And then they do a little montage of him just like totally shit faced.
So I appreciate that Lisa actually obviously watches the show.
Yeah.
Since most of the cast said they do not. And even Jax, when they bring up James, they show Jax freaking out again. It's like, you said you hooked up. It's like, did you not watch the show, Jax, where it's closed captions saying hangout? But he doesn't. That's right. He doesn't watch the show.
Yeah, that's...
So he doesn't even know that that was all a lie.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. So Katie's like, this does scare me, Tom. You know, it's just not good. Like, you could definitely, you know, get into trouble and have a problem, and you were in a foreign country. You could have been kidnapped. So then I thought it was funny how they're like, okay, let's try a little exercise. Or Lisa was saying, like, I don't want a partnership with someone like this. Like, this is just, it's too much. And I don't want this going on in my restaurant. Like, this can't happen. And T. Sandy's like, let's play like a little, let's do a scenario. Someone comes up and tries to buy, they bought you a shot. They're like, hey man, love the show. What do you do? And he's like, I take the shot.
Yeah, he's like, oh, okay. Just one though. It's like, yeah, until the next fan comes up. Just take one shot with me. Oh, okay, just one though.
Well, like if someone came up with two shots, why would you assume that the two would be for you? Of course, one would be for the person standing there and one would be for you. Like, who would even ever take two shots in a row?
Or is he just assuming that they're going to want to buy a second round?
Oh, maybe. Like, I got the impression, like, that someone's standing there with, like, two cups. He's like, only one, sir.
I don't understand that. It's like, shouldn't they be buying the fans a shot?
I don't know.
Anyways. Here, I bought us two shots. No, I'll just have one of them.
Yeah, like, no, like, one, like, it's to take together, nerd.
Well,
I have to say, when
we did go to episiotomy school or something.
I was just gonna say, like, when we've been around the cast, like, I haven't ever seen anyone purchase them a drink and them drink it. But then I thought back to when we saw Jax and I bought him a drink.
Oh, at the pool.
Yeah, so I totally pulled the move that the fans do. Mm-hmm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But old Jaxie boy was very happy to accept.
And Brittany was giving you daggers, like, stop coming after my man. You got them googly eyes. I see them hearts floating around there.
She's like, she even got into the pool and swam by him.
Jezebel.
Oh, my gosh.
Holly, you're a Jezebel. I see you.
I'll post those pictures again for those of you who haven't heard the story. Sarah and I were at a hotel in Huntington Beach, and Jax and Brittany were there the day before Jax got busted for stealing sunglasses in Hawaii.
Yeah, and like right after Brittany moved here, like a couple days.
So it's like little innocent Brittany, fresh off the farm.
Yep, fresh out of Aaron's arms. He just followed me.
What?
Yeah. He doesn't follow you?
No.
He's probably interested.
Oh my gosh, I'm so jealous right now.
I don't know why. Like, why, like, a year later?
On Twitter or Insta?
Twitter.
Oh my God.
I like something of his, and there was only, like, two likes.
So. I'm always up his ass. Like, I'm always like, you went to Starbucks? Good job. Like,
oh, I never comment. I just
hope,
like,
it was good.
See, I'm playing hard to get them.
Great,
obviously,
great,
works.
Great workout, Aaron. Good game.
Cool hat.
Wow.
Nice quote.
Yeah. Or ha ha ha.
That's funny.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I had to double take it. I was like, wait, is this? And then I'm like, yep.
Oh my gosh.
So I got one of her men. The other one has me blocked. The better man follows me.
Yes.
I'll take that any day. So then Andy's like, Ariana, what's it like to have your birthday on a national holiday? It's Stassi's birthday. Annoying.
I felt bad for her in that moment. I felt like it was like a really big setup because she like didn't know exactly what he was talking about.
Yeah, like she got kind of excited, like, oh, I get to talk or say something interesting. And
yeah,
it's like, no, it's about her birthday.
Yeah. I have to say that Ariana's giving me the best like facial expressions during the reunion so far.
She's been very positive.
She's like
fun,
affirming. Yeah, she's like fun to watch. Her
like supportive affirmation face.
Yeah, like it's just interesting to watch. I like seeing,
even to Kristen, she's like, huh?
Yeah, like I like seeing her smile. She seems like very like glowy from the inside. Like she looks really good.
Can we not talk about her insides?
Oh yeah,
we covered that enough. Okay. Or apparently we're supposed to. All right. So yeah. So then Andy kind of goes in about the murder birthday and how Stassi went all out, but how did it feel that she did all of this and then Patrick shows up like not in a costume, and that was like a dagger to Stassi's heart.
Yeah, and it's definitely what we were all thinking, and Ariana pipes up and says, yeah, besides like all of the stuff that Patrick did, like this was the most like offensive, and Stassi agrees. I have to say, with everything that was thrown at Stassi this episode, she's definitely laughing at herself and taking it. Like, she's remaining quiet sometimes, but overall, she seems to be...
Yeah, she's like, getting defensive over other people's issues, not her own.
Yeah, she's trying to really roll with it. And I'm sure that that's a great defense tactic, is to
she's much better at it than, like,
to not, yeah, like, to not react, and it will go away quicker than if you sit there and, like, freak out.
No, she's good at handling that kind of stuff.
So...
Better than Sheena, better than Jax.
Yeah. I would say Sheena so far is like, it's like a sad reunion for her. She just can't win. And it should be Jax that we're talking about in that light. And unfortunately it shifted to Sheena for some reason, which
yeah,
is just all in the way that she handled. And I think this is horrible to say, but it's definitely the whole Jax dad thing that helped him out.
Yeah. That's why I wanted everyone to watch, because they're like, see, I look really good. And it's like, I've never watched a reunion show ever, he said, but I watched this one. It's like, because you see people like giving you pity.
Yeah.
Mm. And he's like, I look really sweet. See, I said I love you to Brittany.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So the next thing that Andy brings up is he's like, so Kristen and Katie, you didn't run after Stassi this time. Like, what's going on? And Katie explains that after everything happened in their friendship, that they changed that, and that they set new boundaries, that they wouldn't coddle her, they wouldn't run after her when she was throwing a temper tantrum and things like that.
Yeah, Kristen's like, well, she was acting like an asshole, so I treated her like an asshole. I was like, nice. But I also liked when Katie said, Andy was like, did you get upset? Because normally you would take an ass shot, but did you get all freaked out because Patrick was there? And she's like, no, it was more like, and Katie was like, yes.
Yeah.
It's like, thank you, Katie. We needed that truth.
And I'm really happy to hear that they did like set new boundaries for their friendship, because I really think that that's why, like, I don't know. I've definitely had my questions of like, dude, how can everyone still be friends? Like, Stassi trashed on them so hard and like made fun of their life and everything. Kristen, you know, slept with her boyfriend. Like, there's all this history between them. How are they like so easygoing with each other? And I think that the only way that they are still friends is that they really did, like, either in their mind, or they talked about it and said, these things need to change. Yeah.
Take back in their order. Power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting. What happens next?
Now they're just talking about James, and I like to say thirsty to Thursdays.
Yes. And they're complimenting Schwartz's hair. Are you into his hair or what?
I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I like, it's a thing for, normally, I mean, remember his hair when he came to our table? How awful that was? It was like pushed down into his face. It was like a dirty, greasy mop. Like, he was on a really bad hair game last summer. So I suppose it looks better considering.
It was like intentional. Like, I really think he meant it to look like that. Like, I don't think it was like he was having, like, he styled it that way, and it was awful.
It was horrible. So I don't know. I like James in that look, because it's kind of that old Dylan McKay type of.
He can pull it off for sure.
Yeah.
And at See You Next Tuesday, he's had even more volume than what you guys see. Like, he really gets crazy with it. So yeah, so now it's James is up, and you know, Lisa is talking about him and saying, you know, that he's had a good turnout for Tuesday and Thursday, and she's really seen a change in him. And then they kind of get into some George Michael stuff, where, you know, they're like, Andy says, you know, the reports state that his godchildren received a lot of money, and James says he can't talk about that because it's still kind of being worked out.
Yeah, that would be cool. I love a little story like James Kennedy inherits $5 million.
Maybe he'll get a new apartment.
Or a apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, they're talking about his dad being a London gangster and maybe moving back to LA. Kristen chimes in about like the divorce and how like she saw it was like really hard on the kids, but James is just kind of like rolling his eyes like, whatever, Kristen.
Now, do we know anything about the two brothers? Do they live here? Who are they? What are they?
I don't know. I mean, I saw him post at Villa Blanca with the mom and them for Mother's Day.
Yeah, I need more info on them. They were cute, good-looking boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what was next?
Sheena, talking about retaliating against Jax by setting Brittany up with Adam. And she's like, I was just having a bunch of us go out. And they're like, no, it's not what you said. You said you were coming after him. And so good points on both sides. She's like, Jax is like shaking his head about to freak out. Kristen does a huge like eye roll and like head, like her head like almost like rolls off her shoulders. But Sheena's like, I've said this 17 times, so we've got more Sheena math right now. She's like, he's just a cute guy that I thought it could boost her self-esteem. And I said it 17 times minus 6. Okay?
Yeah.
And then they're just saying he's, you know, Lala's, or Andy's like, Lala, do you think Adam is cute? And she's like, well, technically, but like, who wants to fuck a cute guy? And he's like, me? She's like, I want to fuck a real man, daddy.
I felt like Lisa was defensive about this. And I kind of agree with Lala on this. I think they were trying to say what we've all been saying. Like, he's not that cute, guys. Like, why is it being pushed like this and we don't all feel like that? I'm hoping that's what it was about. But also, like, if I was Adam, I feel like my feelings might be hurt a little bit in watching that scene. Well,
and why is he not a real man just because he's cute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was a little demeaning.
I think that was a dig because he's really good friends with Sheena.
Oh, yeah. And
Sheena called him one of her best friend.
Oh, mm-hmm.
But she said that about Robbie, too. He's my best friend.
So, everyone is her best friend. Like, yeah. It's really. Okay, so next we have Billy Lee.
You guys, I'm not eating and being rude. I'm literally chewing honey, Manuka honey, so I don't cough in your ears. So don't think I'm here snacking away like. Yeah, Billy Lee in the wrong cut of a dress, I felt like. It was like cut too high or something. It's something in the midriff that up to the top, it just didn't lay right.
Yeah, and I felt like the cameramen were helping her out because they kept like at a higher angle on her dress too. Yeah, the chest area looked weird to me. And I've never noticed that before. I always thought she looked really good in that area.
Yeah.
But yeah, and the color was off a little bit for me too. So Andy asked her for like a little bit of history. She says that, you know, she grew up in Indiana and that she, you know, there was a lot of shame around what she was feeling and doing. And so she moved to LA and,
had a hard time getting a job because you have to have a headshot and she was in transition. So people were like, well, is that a boy or a girl? Or so I could see where that would be difficult to get a job and get a relationship and yeah.
And just like learning like where you fit in, I'm sure is hard. Like especially I've never moved like to a new state or something, but I can't even imagine like what that's like to start from like scratch. But yeah. So that was interesting. And then
Andy asks, what's the shopping process like in Thailand? He's like, well, I had never seen a vagina, so I had like no point of reference. So I went and watched porn and decided, you know, I wanted one of those pretty vaginas. And Lisa's like, those are edited, my dear. And she's like, well, I don't care then. I want an edited pretty vagina. And
I mean, I guess it's kind of true. Like, where else are you supposed to look for a vagina? Where else can you see them? It's not like there's like a cat, like a
magazine.
Real. Yeah. And like when girls get like boob jobs, they look at other boobs and just, you know, give a picture.
They look at Sarah, Peter's ex-girlfriends.
That's right.
As their inspo.
That's right. That's right.
I would be so awkward. Like, I know Peter's not dating her anymore because Peter has never had a relationship more than a year, he revealed. But if I was that Sarah chick, I'd be so, it'd be so awkward to have this national TV show talking about how this other couple has been checking out my boobs and they want to get like same, you know, similar boobs as mine as their inspiration. I'm like, this is so awkward. I don't know if I want this on national TV. Yeah. And she had a kid too. She was also at the hotel that is when Peter was dating her, when Holly bought Jax a shot in the pool. Peter and this girl, Sarah, whose boobs that they loved, she was there. I don't remember her boobs, though, do you?
No, not at all.
I mean, I've seen it on the show, but I don't remember in person.
Yes. So they're talking about, you know, her going to Thailand for a vagina. And then Lala says to Lisa, "Lisa, I know you and I both have gone like shopping for Chanel bags. When you see it, you just know it." And it's like, that was like so insulting to everyone. I felt like everyone there has designer bags. Like, you're not the only one, Lala.
Right. And like Stassi actually buys hers with her own money.
Yeah.
Anyways, again, to each his own. So then they kind of start asking about Jeremy and how that felt. And she's like, "He's cool. He's my boy. I kick it with Jeremy." And they ask Ariana. Andy's like, "Ariana, you were telling Billy Lee to be careful because Stassi can be ignorant." And she talks about those people, like in quotes. "And you said someone should school her privileged white ass." And Stassi is just throwing daggers at Ariana, like just waiting with bated breath, like, what is she gonna say? But I thought Ariana handled it well. She's like, "Yeah, I said that, and yeah, I thought Billy Lee would be the perfect person to handle it." And she did handle it on that podcast pretty well. Like, I never felt like they were fighting or it was tense.
No, it was a really good podcast. I really enjoyed listening to both of them talk. And I liked hearing her story and everything. I thought Stassi did a good job on it. And I thought Billy Lee did, too. She was, you know, she wasn't like preaching at her or acting like she was better than her. And
she was explaining.
Yeah, they had like.
And I felt like at the end, I felt like they were like friends. I was like, oh, so she's friends with Stassi now. But it clearly doesn't seem like they really are.
No, it's.
I think
quite the opposite, yeah.
I think because after that second Me Too podcast, I think that probably put the nail in the coffin. Not that kind of coffin, people. put the nail in the coffin for Billy Lee. That was like the, you know, two strikes kind of thing. Solidifying, we're not going to be friends.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they're cordial and friendly. They just don't like hang out like she hangs out with Ariana and Jeremy.
Yeah.
And then I did like that Stassi explained, like, no, I just meant like what guy. This is what all we were saying. And I remember, you know, when this episode aired, everyone's like, Jeremy is a harasser. And da, da, da. It's like, he is a guy having fun at a wedding that, yeah, there's. Yeah. Was she uncomfortable? Sure. And he saw that and stopped. And she was laughing and said that. She meant it, I think, as she said it today. She's like, look, we've all been to a wedding. There's always those guys that go hit on the girls and whatnot. It's, you know, there's movies about that. I don't think she meant it the way it was blown up on the show and after the show with everyone's reactions to it. I think they took her literally, like, there's something wrong with him. But I think she was just saying, no, it was like creepy. It was like hitting on me. So I liked that she explained that and pretty much said that same sentiment. Like, she was kind of laughing about it. You know, it wasn't anything assaultive or attacking. She was just like, no, it's just that annoying guy that hits on the girls at weddings or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what I have to say about this. I almost want to say it's not really a fair statement, though. But I feel like a couple of times that I have been to Sir, I've seen Jeremy almost act like in the same way that they're describing. Like, I've seen him like hug and kiss on a couple different girls there. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you don't know what he is about, that would come off very flirty, I guess. And when you do meet him and kind of get to know him a little bit, he's just super friendly and outgoing. And the way that he was bothering Stassi in that moment or whatever, I think it was harmless. And I think, yeah, she's saying it was harmless too.
Yeah.
And she definitely backed it up. I was really hoping that they would possibly flash over and show a conversation that she had with Jeremy where they talked about it. Because didn't he say they filmed that? They filmed like a scene between them talking about it. Maybe that's in Secrets Revealed too. But I mean, that would have been really interesting. I feel like if Billie Lee was able to come and have her little moment, I wish Jeremy would have got one too.
Yeah. I mean, they made a storyline about it for a couple episodes.
Yeah. I mean, it should have been Billie Lee, Jeremy, and Faith.
Because that was really, yeah, Billie Lee didn't have much of a storyline outside of that either. You know?
No. But it's like, why did she get to come on and not Jeremy?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, I thought it was interesting that they asked, has your dating life improved since the show? And she said no.
Yeah.
That kind of surprised me.
Yeah.
So next we get into Jax and his Reiki. And Andy asks if it works, like when someone taps on you.
Does tapping really work? He said, I don't know.
Yeah.
Stassi, what I do know, Stassi did not like any of it. She was like, it was gross. It was inappropriate. She was like trying to get him to break up with Brittany. And it was like, then all of a sudden, like all hell unleashes and Stassi, Lala, and Brittany are just harping, going off about what a Jezebel Kelsey is. She doesn't know shit about my life. And like, she had googly heart eyes. She was after my man. Like, I didn't see that at all. If anyone was inappropriate, it was Jax. Like, she's like, okay, sure, I will talk to you next week. Okay, I love you. I light up when I see you. Uh-huh. Okay, well, we'll talk next week. Like, I don't see that at all.
Yeah, I didn't either. And if anything, I thought that she was being like a good, whatever you would call, I don't think she's a therapist, whatever she is, whatever she does, she held a nice space for him. Jax needed that in this moment. I know he maybe didn't deserve it with all the bad things he did, but
yeah, calming.
You know, Brittany could have also had a therapist and she could have got her own help and she chose not to. So I don't think it's really fair to criticize the things that she thought that she was doing to help Jax.
You know, she reminds me of, because then Stassi's like, oh, her voice would change. She would, all of a sudden, she was like a sex operator talking to Jax. Or James is like, oh, they hugged too long. But you know what she reminds me of is like one of the people at the spa. You know how when they're walking you to the treatment room, they put their arm on your back. And I hate that. It's like, I can walk. You don't have to like guide my back. Or, you know, they talk to you like, how are you feeling today?
Yeah.
Are there any points of, you know, that's kind of how she reminds me. She reminds me of like a person that would work at a spa. It's like, it's not sex operator. It's calming. It's yogi. It's that type of person that's into that, you know, spiritual healing kind of thing. Crystals and energy. So
yeah, yeah.
I don't get sex operator. I just get ethereal.
She definitely wasn't like harmful to Jax or to Brittany. Like, nothing, she wasn't trying to like be malicious about anything she was saying. Or,
and you guys, for those of you that like aren't in the Facebook group or don't know, Kelsey is happily married, and doesn't she have kids too?
I don't know.
I think
I
someone said she has a couple kids, but happily married. So I don't know. I just thought it was, again, like Britney's theme is to always blame the woman, because if we think about it, she still blames Faith. She blames Kelsey. And let's think about season 4 when she came on and Lala came on. She blamed Lala that whole time. In fact, she wasn't even close to Lala till this year. For 2 years, she held a grudge against Lala, thinking, you know, she was after Jax. And we saw from season 4, it was Jax was the one denying Brittany was his girlfriend, hitting on Lala constantly, and she still held it against Lala. So she loves to blame the woman, I think.
Yeah. Which kind of messes up her whole theory on forgiveness and why she is the way that she is and the way that her mom raised her. It's very strange how, it's all about the man and not about the woman.
Yeah, she's like, I choose to be positive and happy and not negative and hold a grudge. I'm like, yeah, you do. You're still holding a grudge against Kelsey, Faith, and okay, you moved past your Lala grudge, but it took you a couple years.
She said that she doesn't hold a grudge because she, and for that reason, she won't get a tumor.
Because that's how I get tumors, and that's not going to be me.
So then they bring up, like, did it hurt your feelings that the Reiki healer was able to call him Jason and you're not?
Well, I try to call him Jason around his family, but, yeah.
So then they ask, Andy asks Lisa to weigh in on the fact that Sherry, Brittany's mother, forgave Jack so easily. And then they do a flashback and, you know, she's like, I'm going to give you a second chance and I love you. I mean, she's so nice about it. It's just like insane. It's like you can't even like fathom people being that nice.
Yeah.
But it's also like an eye roll. You know, it's like, ugh, I don't know.
Just keep us on this television show, okay?
Yeah.
No. So then we go into the feminism movement. Annie kind of starts asking Lala about her power of the pussy feministic moment and kind of calls her out a little bit. But
Lisa goes in on her, too. She's like...
yeah, she's like, you can't really say you're a feminist when you're talking about giving a BJ to get on a PJ, you know?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Which Lala doesn't talk back to, like, she doesn't deny that. She just kind of says, well, you know.
Yeah.
She defends herself a little bit. You know, she's like, yeah, I mean, I'm blowing my boyfriend. It's not like some random dude.
Yeah.
So her theory is because she's doing favors for a person that she's in a relationship with, that doesn't make her, it doesn't diminish anything that she's doing.
Yeah. So Annie then says, well, you know, you've been known to body shame women in the past. How does that fit in with your brand of girl power?
And she's like, you know, when I feel backed into a corner, like I'm going to come out swinging. And that's when DJ James flies off the handle and he's like,
that's like me. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, and she's like, okay, enough. And he's like, no.
She's like, I'm speaking. He's like, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Anyone who will listen, it's the same thing.
And then she's like, stop it. I'm talking. Same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same. Like, he has to keep saying it and it's hilarious. It's like, she's like, we're done. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That was funny though. So, I mean, you know, I was telling Holly this, you know, because Lala then says she's not a feminist. She just wants to give power to the pussy. And I was telling Holly what I've seen. A lot of people are confused about the definition of feminism. And I think there's like a tainted slant with it that people are like, oh, they like so many people. And I noticed two younger girls associate it with like, oh, you're a feminist. Oh, like ball busting, man hating, like, wah. It's like, that's what feminism is. It's like equal pay for the same job, like basic shit. There's like common sense, but everyone seems to be confused about it because Stassi even mentioned this on her podcast. It was one of her controversial ones. And she's like, I could never be a feminist because I love my brother too much. I was like, I don't think you understand. Like, this is not anti-man. It makes no sense. So I think that perception and definition is confused by, I would say, definitely like the younger generation. And definitely society has given it like a negative tone, like, oh, it's a bad thing. And I think that has changed what it means to people, when if you really look at the true definition of it, it's a positive thing for everybody, because one is equal, not good for everybody.
Right.
But anyways, I think these girls just don't truly understand what it means. And so they're answering oddly. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I saw in our group, too, that some people were offended by Lala's answer. And I don't know. It didn't offend me, I guess, because I feel like I don't know that Lala is the right person to be, you know, the face of this movement or whatever. But I did like a lot of the things that Lala said this season. And I do appreciate that she tries to lift up other women.
Yeah.
Except for when she is shaming them.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the thing. Like, I wanted to get on board with her this year because she was trying to bring women together, support each other.
Yeah.
Cut out the bullshit. But then she'd like...
She slipped back a couple times.
Yeah, she'd be like, you know, if you're hot, you can get you know, all those things. And the yeah. body shaming. Yeah. And it's like, oh, then it like cancels it out for me. So, yeah. Anyways.
So then at the end of it, Jax is like, you know, what did they ask him? Like, what do you think, Jax? And he's like, I don't know.
He's like, hashtag me too.
And then everyone's like, no, Jax. And he like, he's like, what? What does it mean? That's women's rights. Women's rights.
Yeah, he's like, what? Doesn't it mean like woman power? And
woman
he like,
power.
He shakes his fist in the air like, yeah, yeah, woman power. Right? Right?
And everyone's like, no, Jax.
And Lisa's like, oh, I'll explain it to you at lunch, you dumbass. Oh, are you even interested in learning? No. Why would I? I don't want to learn either what hashtag me too means. I don't care. Like how she laughed last week on the myopic horrible. Thing. She's like, I don't care. It's like, oh, God.
Horrible. So then Andy throws it over to Katie. And he's like, Katie, you don't seem to be as angry this season. What's going on? And
are you drinking less tequila? He says. And she's like, well, I took inventory of my life and became an easier person to love.
Ugh.
And then he's like, well, does Schwartz's dick work now? She's like, yeah, it does. And then Bubba's like, yeah, yeah. Bubba knocked the dust off my dick the other day. She's like, yeah, there were some cobwebs, but it's like, oh,
stop. Oh, so gross.
And then your favorite line comes next.
What?
Yeah, you know, like, last year, like, Katie, she was, like, basically a nightmare of a human being.
Oh, my God. It pains me to stand up for Katie at all, but this is, like, it's just so unfair. And every time he says it, like, I feel like her face is, just, like, she's not happy about it.
I mean, would? Do you say that about your wife on national TV?
Yeah, if Chad tried to pull that and he said, like, oh, Holly was just, like, you know, absolutely insane and stalked everyone and was a psychopath. Like, I'd be like, did you really just say that? Like, out loud? I'll kill you.
To other people on TV. Thank you.
And he says it all. I've heard him say it so many times in podcasts, interviews, on the show, all over the place.
It's terrible.
Like, it's his go-to line and it's really disrespectful.
Yeah, and Lisa's like, you're not perfect. Like, exactly. It's like, coming from you, like, if you were the perfect man, husband, person in the community, you still can't say that.
Yeah.
But you are like the furthest thing from that.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. It was just ridiculous.
She's a far more productive person than Schwartz is. So
they start talking about Katie's injuries that she had when she fell through the skylight. And she mentions that the video that she did that we've all seen on YouTube, if you haven't seen it yet, look it up. It's interesting. She says that was 7 days after her accident and, you know, just how hard it was, what she went through and how she had a hard time talking about like depression and all of the stuff that goes along with it. And Lisa piped in and she's like, you know, I have to say, she's, I really admire her for, first of all, like really not bringing it up. And then second of all, for never being a victim and never,
yeah,
you know,
using it as sympathy points. Like somebody we were talking about earlier does.
Yes.
Jax. Anyways.
So yeah, that is true. And,
Tom's like, you know, I've always, it's really amazing. And she's back. And I've always been amazed at how simultaneously resilient and fragile our minds are. You know, I was a physiological major, you know, I'm no neurologist, but, and then I think it was Jax. He's like, doy. So I was like, it was like Schwartz was about to pay himself like a huge compliment again. Like, you know, I started this. It's like, yeah, I'm sure you studied in between your brownouts at Florida State.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holly wants to track down those transcripts.
I would just love to see like what he was like. I want to see if it's legit. Like, and then I would back off. But I have a feeling it's not.
Yeah. So that's it. They all kind of tear up over that moment. Sandoval's crying. Tears, spray tan tears again.
Yeah, because we're kind of coming like full circle to see like, oh, are Katie and Tom actually going to make it? Like, this is weird. It's kind of like a moment where...
Yeah, because everyone gave them 1 year or 2 years.
Yeah,
max.
Yeah.
I still
am at the 2 year mark. But yeah, so then they show the previews for the next episode and it looks pretty good. I mean, the standout moment for me is when Lisa tells Kristen to shut up.
And then Kristen walks off. Seriously?
And she says, seriously. It's amazing. But I did feel bad that she told her to shut up.
Yeah. It's like, no, shut up. It's like, wow.
Dang, Lisa.
Yeah. So I just have a couple things that happened this week. I wanted to shout out Jamie and Stacy for calling in to our phone number and leaving us their little juicy scoop that they came up with, which is a very good theory. They were looking at James Kennedy's cameos that he's done.
Uh-huh.
And someone was talking about their wedding and planning for it. He's like, "That's and good luck with your wedding, and maybe you could help plan my wedding too."
Oh, wow.
So their theory was like, you know, they heard there might be two engagements like already that's happened. So is James engaged?
Oh, interesting. That's good, a good theory.
Yeah. Good catch. So thank you for calling and tipping that off.
And if anyone wants to call, you can call us at 805-VANDER-8. 805-VANDER-8. It's a voicemail only line, so we will not pick up. You don't have to worry about that. And you can just leave a message and but if we can listen to it, play it, whatever you want.
Yeah, we can play it. Or if you do have questions, you can, you know, email us or DM us or join our Facebook group. It's like popping off tons of juice, dirt. Someone posted today this video. I'm sure you guys have seen it. With Kylie Jenner and Hailey Baldwin, and it's like this paparazzi, they basically push Hailey Baldwin out of the way, like really aggressively, because they're trying to get Kylie. But that's not even the good part of the video. That's supposed to be the funny part of the video. But the best part of the video is at the end, when the doorman then opens the door for Hailey and Kylie, and the doorman is Rob's Valletta.
It's classic.
And I was like, this looks recent because Kylie looks older, mature, like fuller figured. So I'm like, this, I feel like this is recent. And Holly looked up the video and it was 2016.
Yeah, like April 11th, 2016.
So we're supposed to believe then in 1 to 2 years, he was a doorman at a club.
I mean, maybe he manages doormen and he has 100 doormen.
But he said it's a production company.
I know.
Or they're producing opening doors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rob went on Juicy Scoop saying he has a production company that has 100 employees that all have families they need to feed. And he's responsible for that. I'm like, well, how do you pay them in between your door job gigs? I mean.
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
2 years ago? Suspicious. Just like he owns his house, which he does not. His mommy owns it. And his mommy bought it when Rob was 15. So there you go. You guys, for anyone that hasn't listened, go back and listen to our Big Bear experience or go on the Facebook group and see our or Twitter, Instagram, see our videos and stories from that because that was fun. But yeah, it talks about, I don't know, quite a few lies are gray areas we've caught Mr. Robs in. So, Sheena, I think you dodged a bullet. You know?
Yeah.
So, anything else really happening? Looks like, you know, a lot of the cast will be at Vanderpump Dog Day. We don't know if Lisa will be there since her brother just died. Anyways, about your friend.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry for my friend, too.
So, Holly is probably going to go. I am not because I am boycotting the event for reasons you all know why. But I'm also out of town. So, because I would like to go and, like, stalk that John Blizzard dude. But, yeah. I'm going to be in Catalina. So, there's that coming up. There is... Oh, this was kind of funny on Stassi's podcast. She podcasted with Bo, her new boyfriend. They did one in Italy, and now they did one in Amsterdam. So one night they went to a sex show, and they watched like 5 different couples have sex. Apparently you can do that for like $50. And they watched all of them, and they got to like the 5th couple, and it was 2 chicks who she said kind of looked like Kat Von D, you know, like raven-haired, tattooed, gothy. And she flat out said she... basically threw a temper tantrum, picked a fight, stormed off. Her boyfriend was all upset because they had 2 unused drink tickets that they still hadn't cashed in. So he was bummed about that.
Oh, that's funny.
And he had to like chase after her. She said she was mad because when Kristen Doty first tried to hook Bo up with Stassi, she showed him Stassi's Instagram. And he was like, oh, no, that's a hard no. Because he kind of like thought she was a certain type of person.
Right.
Which she is, but she's also has that funny dorky side to her that he likes. But I don't think he's typically into the girl that likes the Louboutins and Chanel bags. He likes more of a personality. But
yeah, yeah.
She's got both. Anyways, apparently after he said hard no on Stassi, he goes, oh, who's that girl? That's more my type. And it was a girl that was like, black hair, tattoos. So Stassi has had it in her mind this entire time dating him that, you know, she's not really his type and that his type is this. So when those 2 girls came out and looked like that, she got all pissed off.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny, though, because it was like the night before and they were podcasting the next morning. So it was big of her to make fun of herself.
Hashtag relatable. I mean, I...
Yeah, and she made fun of herself.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it was kind of funny.
Cool.
And then Jax's sister had his wedding this weekend. He walked her down the aisle and
that's cool.
Brittany was a bridesmaid. And that is about it.
Sarah got followed by Aaron Miller.
Right. Well, that's the biggest breaking story. Yeah. Brittany's ex that she cheated on when she met Jax. So, we'll take Aaron any day over Jax. That was the worst decision of your life, Brittany. Anyways, maybe not for you. Again, to each his own. So we're going to have a couple outings coming up. So stay tuned for that. We've got some other fun things happening, and then we'll be back. We're actually going to do Southern Charm on Thursday. I'm ready to have all my notes ready from this last Thursday's episode, but since we're already a couple days away, we might as well just do 2 episodes, knock that out. And then once, you know, next week is the last VPR. So then we'll really focus more on the other shows. It's just been too hard to keep it all up and in, you know, levels of detail. So once this ends, we'll focus more on a timely matter, you know, weekly matter for like Southern Charm or New York or definitely when OC starts. So we will not be ending. And we have some fun things happening. So stay tuned, hit us up, DM us with questions, suggestions, complaints, email us rather than review.
And we also want to tell you guys that we do hear you and we will definitely make tweaks to, you know, to the podcast to keep you happy because we do this for you, but also we do it for ourselves and we need to find happiness in it too. So it's, you know, I don't know. It's really hard pleasing everyone, and we're doing our best. So sorry if you're unhappy with something that we're doing.
I know. Sometimes they're too long, which I get annoyed with when I see a long podcast. But then other people are like, no, the longer the better. So it's like, all right, we'll try to switch it up. Long, short, I don't know, here and there. It just depends. We don't try to make it long. It just sometimes happens.
Yeah, yeah.
So, because it is super late, and our goal is not to make it long, but, you know, it's just, there's so much to talk about.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, so we will be back next Monday, or we actually may be back on
Thursday
to do
Southern Charm,
and then we'll be back on Monday, and then hopefully I'll have a report on Vanderpump Dog.
Yeah.
Day.
Oh, for Monday, yeah.
And yeah.
Cool. All right. Thanks, you guys. Talk to you later.
Bye.